Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, You Are Not a Grasshopper, You're a Giant Slayer.
Speak the Word.
Saints, God gives us His Word, and then we must act on His Word. It doesn't do you any good to come and sit under the Word and never take it to heart and act on it. Be like Peter was in Luke 5, verse 6. He said, maybe you didn't catch anything the last time you threw in your net, but hear the Lord encouraging you to throw it in again. You'll not be disappointed, he's saying. And he was revealing this to me when I was putting it together. He said, let them know that if they've tried before and it didn't work, whatever it is they've been trying to do, have them to throw their net in again. Whatever it is, he said, you won't be disappointed, whatever it is. That's a word of prophecy there. Throw it again and trust God to know that He's telling the truth. You know, I have this friend that things failed a few times in his ministry. However, I've also noticed that he's like one of those big balloons that you blow up. You know, you see him at the service station sometimes, you know, big old block it down, it comes right back up again. You knock it down, it comes right back up again. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, enemy knocks you up, you go right back up again. And that's what he's done over the years since I've known him. You know, he gets knocked down, you get right back up again. He doesn't give up, you know. It'd be like Kentucky Saunders. I think he went to 999 businesses trying to get them to buy his recipe for chicken. And maybe on 1,000 time, he really did, you know, somebody bought his recipe. But he didn't give up, you know. Moses, you know, when he came out of the desert, he was 80. He didn't give up. He just was getting started. You know, that's me. I'm just getting started, you know. Praise God. I've also noticed that he's like one of those, like I said, like one of the balloons. But you keep hitting it and knocking it, and it comes right back up again. That's my friend. And now things are going really well for him because he did not give up, but he kept trusting God. He kept trusting the Lord. And I could give you a few testimonies myself on how things failed, but you can't give up. We got to keep pushing forward. I could have given up over so many incidents over, even before I came to Virginia and got this ministry, even the other ministry that the Lord blessed me with. I mean, you know, you have these things that come against you, but you know, we need to understand that everything is a test. It's a test, you know, and so we're going to pass it, you know, we can do it. We're just being tested. And I'm glad that I passed a few of those tests because I wouldn't be here today. You got to keep pushing forward, brothers and sisters. You can't let the devil get the best of you. Do you hear me? In closing, let me remind you a few tactics of the devil. I was speaking earlier about how God will restore everything the enemy has eaten and destroyed. I think termites can be included along with the locust and other destructive insects. Saints, termites are contradictory in nature with a body that's soft and delicate, yet strong enough to eat a whole house. I preached on that once, how the termites down in North Carolina had eaten half of my living room floor up and how I had gone unnoticed until the thing just about fell through. You know, their outward appearance disguises their destructive nature, much like Satan when he disguises himself as an angel of light. In 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15, in the Easy Read Bible, it says here, Paul was talking about false prophets and lying workers pretending to be apostles of Christ. In verse 14, it says, that does not surprise us because Satan changes himself to look like an angel of light. And in 15 in God Word Translation, it says, "So it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants who have God's approval. In the end, they will get what they deserve." And so I'm going to try to keep my mouth and thoughts to myself, because David says I've been critical. And I'm not as bad as I used to be, but God's working on me. You know, he's working all of us. We have some shortcomings. But if I see something on TV or whatever, I just go ahead and turn it off or flip it to another station, you know, because I know if I watch a couple of minutes of it, I'm going to say something. And I know God doesn't like that. Even if they're not right, he doesn't like that. You know, so I want to just keep my mouth shut. Anyway, there are a lot of false teachers and prophets that fit into that category, but God said he's going to deal with them. And so he said, "Pastor Joe, I didn't elect you to do that." And so, saints, Satan always presents sin to you as something pleasing and beautiful, and he presents false teachings as enlightening or life-changing, all to destroy you. He has to lie about what he lures you with, or you would never buy into his lie. Friends, I believe that we believers are the answer to putting a stop to what's been going on in our world, in our country. We are not grasshoppers. I say again, we are not grasshoppers. We are warriors of the Most High God, and we are more than overcomers, more than conquerors. And when it is the darkest, it is when our light is going to shine the brightest. Hallelujah. That's when our light needs to shine the brightest. Praise God. We shall not be like the 10 spies who measured themselves by their own physical challenges, but we shall be like the two, Caleb and Joshua, who measured themselves by a different ruler. They measured themselves according to God and what God was able to do and couldn't do. They also believed God. See, when God promised them the promised land, Caleb and Joshua believed God. And so they were willing to go over there regardless, because God said they could, you know, he was giving it to them. He didn't say there wouldn't be any obstacles in the way. When God called me into the ministry of Pastor Larry and any of the others, he didn't tell me there was not going to be any obstacles in my way. He just called me into it. But he didn't call me to do something that he wouldn't give me the courage and the ability to do. And he said he'd also qualify me, you know, and he has, and he still does. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, Caleb and Joshua measure themselves by God's abilities, not their own. You know, we all, I think, sometimes see ourselves as, we don't think of it as seeing ourselves as grasshoppers, but sometimes I think we do see ourselves as grasshoppers because we let the enemy intimidate us. When the Lord calls us to do something, you know, we let the enemy intimidate us, you know. He could say, "Well, you know, nobody's ever done that before." Or there, you don't have the education for that, or you can't do that. Anything he can to intimidate you, and maybe you're not exactly a grasshopper, but you begin to feel like one. You take that intimidation that Satan's doing, you know, intimidating you, and then you won't step forward. He wants to get you to the point where you won't take that step of faith and do what he's asked you to do. You know, like I said, there are going to be some obstacles that get in your way. He never promised you a clear path. He just promised that he'd never leave you. And he promised that he'd always be there. And he's always going back his word. He didn't promise there other. And he did promise there was going to be a good end. You know, in heaven, going to be a good end.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God. It will be just as he said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. Here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Father, for giving me strength and courage and boldness. I thank you, Father, that you continue to remove the spirit of fear of man off of me and replace it with the boldness of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to give the people here that are listening online and here in the congregation a spirit of boldness and removing the spirit of fear of man off of them too, Lord, to give them that spirit of boldness to be able to step forth and know that you've got them covered on all sides, Lord. You've got their front, sides, and back covered, Lord. That there's nothing that you give them to do that they can't do because you know them better than they know themselves. So, Father, I pray that you will continue to speak to them and encourage them, Lord, and let them be like a Peter today, Lord. And if they have thrown something in, you gave me that word, Lord. And if they have not been successful before, give them the courage, Father. Grant them the courage and the boldness to toss their net in again, knowing that you are a God of your word, that you said, Father, that you're not a man that you should lie, but you're that neither are you the son of man that you should change your mind, but you will never change your mind. You said, have I not spoken, and has it not come to pass? So, Lord, I thank you for your word, Lord, and I believe your word, and I believe that the ones that are listening also believe in your word, Lord, and know that your word will never fail. You said none of your words have ever failed, not any of your words have ever fallen to the ground and failed and was not successful. When you send forth your word, Father, it goes where you send it, and it always accomplishes what you send it out to do, and it never returns to you void. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. And may the word that they heard tonight, Lord, bless them in the days to come, Lord. And I pray when something comes up during the week, Lord, that some of the words that were spoken here tonight will come back to their remembrance. First, in Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.